Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is that one form of entertainment that best represents the childhood you had? What did you grow up on, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. I'm very excited about Chris and Stanwood.
Okay.
Tell us the show. Hello, Chris. Tell us the show that makes you feel so nostalgic.
Oh, it's got to be The Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Yes. I had the... Oh, there's the theme song.
When Artie, the strongest man in the world, comes on there, I just bust up laughing.
Oh, this wasn't a cartoon?
No, this was a...
two redheaded brothers.
Was this part of the Nickelodeon craze?
Oh, yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
I watched that documentary. I don't know if you've watched that, Chris, the documentary about all the craziness that happened back in the day, quiet on set.
See, but this is like pre all of that.
So this is kind of like set the tone for future programming.
For sure.
This was all when I was not watching Nickelodeon, so it's kind of interesting to hear this stuff.
Steve in Bellevue, you've got a couple of shows that bring you back to your childhood.
Yeah, right on. So, I mean, it's like early childhood was all about the Flintstones and the Jetsons.
Yes.
And then it was all about the A-Team, brother.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. B.A. Baracus. B.A. stood
for? You know it. Heck yes.
Steve, do you remember what B.A. stood for?
What's that?
Do you remember what B.A. stood for in B.A. Baracus?
Is it bad arse?
Yeah, buddy. Badass.
Kay in
and he
Tacoma.
Was scared of helicopters. What the hell? Why do I remember this? Mr. T.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, it was a great show.
Kay in Tacoma, what was the show for you?
You Can't Do That on Television.
Oh, yeah.
Nickelodeon.
That was a great one.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one that Alanis Morissette was on for a minute?
I think you're right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's classic right
that,
there.
That was like old school Nickelodeon. That was like before, that was when I was like 3.
But that was after Double Dare and all that, wasn't it?
No, it was before.
It was before.
That
okay.
That precursed like Double Dare.
That
and all
might have been the gateway to Double Dare.
And what would you do?
Mark Summers.
Yep.
Mark Summers was the man.
The greatest host of all time.
I feel like we could have a whole entire like conversation just about Mark Summers.
Oh yeah,
doing the Family Double Dare, and then eventually parlaying into the world of like all the fun food shows.
Oh yeah,
do you guys Food Network?
Do you guys remember Wild and Crazy Kids?
Wild and Crazy Kids.
I don't.
It was at Nickelodeon. It was just like all like it was like summer activities for kids to do, and it was just like on Nickelodeon, and they had like teen. Oh, so good.
I kind of bummed I missed out on that entire Nickelodeon time because now watching that documentary, granted, very dark.
Sure,
but when you hear people getting so nostalgic about the fun of some of those shows, it's like, oh, man, I miss all of that.
Mm-hmm. Justin in Ferndale, what makes you nostalgic? What brings you back to your childhood?
So I can go with Cartoon Network. I can go with Nickelodeon. But for me, every Saturday morning was Kids WB and then also Fox Kids. That's where you would see shows like Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, and that literally defined my whole generation of being a early 90s kid.
It makes sense.
That's awesome. Dude, I'm looking at the text. This one definitely strikes a chord for me. I grew up in the 80s when MTV played music videos, so I remember the decade starting with New Wave and ending with hair metal.
Yeah.
I think about like people in my generation, a lot of us seem to have a lot of love for all types of music. And I think I was talking with one of our coworkers one day. We were talking about like how, like, you know, I had so much love for like Metallica, also had so much love for like a random New Kids on the Block song. And I'm like, well, why was that? And then I realized we were just watching MTV all day.
Oh,
so whatever they played, that's all we cared about.
Well, and then when VH1 started getting into it too, and remember when they would do pop-up video?
Oh, yeah.
I loved pop-up video. You get to learn all these little fun factoids about these bands.
For me, it was all about Headbangers Ball, though. I would always look forward. I would not do anything on a Saturday night, A, because I was a loser, and B, because MTV's Headbangers Ball was on.
Well, you know what's funny, too, is because you say like that about MTV for you, and it like for me, and I probably Taryn, too, like the thing was TRL.
Yes.
Like, and the same reason. It's like we like Linkin Park would be number one, but then we'd see like the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, and it was like that same kind of thing of like you got exposed to so much music.
You had to sit through some bands that you or artists that you really did not want to sit through, but you knew, oh crap, Blink 182 is going to be playing a new video soon, so I got to watch all these other stupid videos.
Plus, you had to see what Carson personality he was going to take on based on what guests he had.
And just so we're clear,
chameleon.
I am not related to Carson Daly.
No,
or John Daly.
You give me John Daly vibes, though.
If I was going to be related to one or the other, it would absolutely be
John Daly.
I feel
like you share the same liver.
Jenny in Milton, what makes you take it all the way back to childhood?
Oh, my God, I'm showing my age, but Johnny Sacco, baby, that was my first exposure to the robot and the little boy that would talk to the watch on his hand, and he would shoot the missiles out of his hands, and... You know, we had David and Goliath, Lassie, Sesame Street, Ultraman, but Johnny Sacco was the one that I got up every morning. That's what got me out of bed in the morning, to watch before I went to school. I had to get all my chores done, eat breakfast, have my book bag ready to go, and I could watch it. And it was on at like 7 or 7:30 in the morning.
That's funny. For me, it was Scooby-Doo and Jem and the Holograms.
I love Jem and the Holograms.
Truly outrageous. Truly, truly, truly outrageous.
Oh. We've talked about him before, too. For me, the getting ready one was Mr. Wizard.
That's what I used to get ready with, Mr. Wizard.
Yeah, it was on so early, and I just remember like watching him being like, who is this guy?
And what's he doing all these crazy tricks because of science?
Yeah.
I'm looking at Johnny Sacco and his flying robot. This was definitely before my time as well. It was like in the late 60s. And I love like the little blurb on IMDb about the show. A young boy aids in the fight against terrorist organization. See, that's the problem right now. We're not using enough young boys to help fight terrorism.